It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 757.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? It feels like a short week because it is a short week in terms of work-wise.
G'day to 51% of our audience that are females.
Oh. Why?
Well, we've been doing this survey and I've been getting details. 40% of our audience are single as well.
Yeah. You are that robotic guy.
Mm. What else do you want to know? But don't you think that's interesting? We have more women that listen to the show than men.
What's the average earning capacity of a listener? I did see that someone's on 150 plus. I was like, baller. Oh. Baller.
22% is on between 66 and 80K.
That's above minimum, above the average earning in Australia. But I think that ends up being most people.
What do you think about that bracket? Georgie boy,
I'd love to be in that bracket.
Do you reckon more people own or rent?
Rent.
Yeah, only 38% of our audience rent and 36% own, with 26% living at their parents.
Oh, that's me.
I love that. There you go. And if you want to do the survey, can people still do the survey?
TheDailyTalkShow.com/survey. Would appreciate it.
Love that. We can drop the ad at the end of the show. Yesterday was fun, guys. Yesterday was fun. It's always good vibe when Tully Smythe is in the studio. And I was saying earlier that it's planned fun. Yeah. It's, you know, you've just given it the descriptive word of fun. Doesn't necessarily mean it will be if you plan out fun. Yesterday was fun, unplanned.
Yeah.
And just having four bottles of Prosecco on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Starting at midday.
It felt naughty, didn't it?
It was so naughty.
Do we think we've set an expectation to Tully that that's like a regular thing?
Every day.
I think Tully, that's just her hurricane that she takes everywhere she goes. Mm-hmm. Next minute, there's four bottles of Prosecco getting passed around. But I tell you what, there's nothing like a bit of Prosecco during the day to make you really ungrateful by the night.
What do you mean?
I went to Macca's last night. Not for dinner. Had dinner. Had a lovely dinner. Actually, went out for pizza. Jesus Christ. It really went out the window yesterday. Great pizza with the fam. You get there, the pizza man knows exactly what you want. Oh, Bodie. I don't know where he's got it from, a movie, but he kept on saying to the waiter, "Hello, service man." "Hello, service man." And he put on this funny voice when he'd say it. I was just like, mate.
It sounds like an Adam Sandler film. Has he been watching Adam Sandler films?
I don't know. "Hello, service man." As you know, he's the service guy. Mm. It's very like American, really, right?
Yeah, we don't say it in Australia, do we? Service workers in the US because there's the tipping culture and that type of thing.
Well, and then we ditched Bodie with his auntie and Amy and I went for a little drive to drop off something for her work to a suburb close by, and there was a Macca's close by. And I was thinking, fuck, wouldn't mind to get myself one of those new McFlurries, and caramel pie.
If you're basing your life decisions on whether a Macca's is close by, I mean, there's a Macca's everywhere.
Yeah.
You'd have to be in regional Victoria. There's multiple McDonald's in Shepparton, for instance.
There is, but I mean, it's near my house. And I haven't eaten meat from Macca's. Beef from Macca's in over almost 2 years now.
So you got the filler.
When you got chips the other day, did you get a burger?
No.
Just chippies.
It was just, I've either had the chicken or I've only had chips. It was the thing. It's like, if you do that, you eliminate a lot of options at Macca's. Therefore, you end up not wanting to go to Macca's unless it's for
Sundays
or chippies. Mm-hmm. And Sev's is always there for chippies. Mm-hmm. Anyway, banana and caramel McFlurry.
I love chippies.
So let me just tell you, they've created this apple pie. It used to be the long, it's not even a, I don't know how they get away with saying pie when it's a long, almost looks like a sausage roll. So it's a apple roll. Mm-hmm. You get
what
I'm saying?
That's a fucking great question.
How do they get away with that?
Well, it's like a traveller pie at servers.
Yeah, they're okay.
Same shape.
Yeah, I'd be more happy with it being called
an apple pie.
Apple traveller pie. I tell you what, mate. So they've released the banana and caramel pie. It's very annoying. But anyway, that's an item you can buy itself. Mm-hmm. So it's got banana and caramel inside it. Looks epic. Then they were like, oh, I'm going to put this into a McFlurry.
Oh.
It's a new range. So they break up bits of it and put it into the McFlurry. Mate, do I have a bone to pick with McFlurries these days?
Well, because back in the day, they would the spoon was designed so it would mount into the machine and they would actually shake it all up. Yeah.
It was as cutting edge as a Thermomix. Mm-hmm. I remember that spoon. It was, it wasn't great for the environment back in the day. It was
what are they doing for
plastic.
Spoons now?
A spoon, but remember it was almost like it was a 3D, like had an inside of it that they would like lodge up into mm-hmm. some sort of fixture. And anyway, McFlurries, they're not mixed these days. Mm. First problem.
Yeah.
Second problem, they're over $5.
Oh. Is that a lot? How much is McFlurries?
I thought they were like a couple of bucks, like two.
$5. The reason it's so much when you break it down. Last night, I got this thing, so excited to get it. Mm-hmm. So, it's a McFlurry in its thing. It's got soft serve ice cream. It's got a caramel sauce, but then it's got bits of this caramel and banana pie. Mate, there was a few sprinkles of it. It was so disappointing, but I've worked it out. I've worked it out.
Okay.
Because
This is after all the Prosecco, like the big day.
I thought about it. I was like, mate, I know they don't do the mixed job anymore. Mm-hmm. And you get hardly anything in a McFlurry. Like, you don't get much Oreo. You don't get much of this banana and caramel pie. You can buy a banana and caramel pie. I just went to Macca's to have a look. $1.50. So, add this up, JJ.
The whole pie.
You buy the whole pie. $1.50.
Mm-hmm. And so, that is the equivalent of an apple pie, but inside it has?
Banana and caramel.
Okay.
$1.50. Then you just buy a soft serve ice cream. How much is a soft serve?
30 cents.
It's 50 cents.
Is it?
I think
50 cent cut.
It used to be 30, then it went 30. To 50, 55. I think it's now.
Should we call it 70?
Max a dollar.
Okay. Round it up to a dollar then.
Can you just...
So you're at 250.
Okay.
I actually looked it up. On their site, it didn't have the cost.
It doesn't, yeah.
Let's call it 250 by then.
I have another bone to pick with another...
Item,
but okay, it's not related to Macca, so we'll do that next.
Okay, so
stick around.
We're at $2.50. We're at $2.50, and you've got good yourself hook. The banana and caramel pie plus a soft serve. According to Uber Eats.
And a cone.
Uber Eats. Yeah, you got a cone. They threw that in there. I mean, how else are they going to give you a soft serve? Just in your hand?
70 cents.
I wonder if you could
okay,
up to now.
So 70 cents. Let me just get there. Caramel topping as an extra through your Uber Eats app, if you were to buy anything, is... 55 cents. Let's call it 60. So at that point, we're at, what's that? $3.10. We're at $3.10, and you have yourself a whole entire banana and caramel pie plus your soft serve ice cream plus your caramel. So you've got the thing. You've just saved yourself. How much, George?
$2.
Yeah, round it up. Round it up. You've saved yourself. You've saved yourself $2. And you can be less ungrateful
and get more.
I mean, see, this is the thing. I'm just working out their problems for them. And so, forget your McFlurry. Just do it yourself.
It's sounding a lot like a life hack.
You should ask for a coffee cup to mix it all in.
Do you reckon they'll just give you a coffee cup? How much will they charge for the coffee cup?
I reckon it'll be free.
It'll be free. You could
Georgie boy, are you up for going there straight after the show to make this?
Because you can get, or you can just get like a cup of water. Tip the water out. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, Instead of a free cup of water. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Dude, this is good. I don't even want to eat it because, I haven't been influenced by the Prosecco to break my diet, but I'll do it for a video.
Well, when we had the Prosecco, it's funny how when you drink all of a sudden things like food... Anyone drinks, it's like protein bars... aren't that appealing when you're drinking Prosecco. And so I decided to get hot chips. Yeah. Initially, I went and was going to order from a fish and chip shop. Do you know what blew my mind? The cost of a potato cake. What do you reckon a potato cake costs?
I used to get if you got a large chip sometimes, old mate would throw one in.
The other day, we ordered onion rings at a place. Accidental chip made its way in. Bree was fucking fired.
Okay, so. I reckon you're looking at.
Yeah.
I reckon safely $1.20 for a potato cake these days.
Safely, as in that's the norm.
I reckon safely,
as in it's within.
Yeah, like shit got around, to a dollar. You can't buy much for like 50 cents to a dollar in any supermarket these days.
Don't you think that is crazy, crazy, crazy expensive? So I clearly haven't ordered. Mm. fish and chips enough because I thought I swore it would have been 55 cents for a potato cake.
Nah,
were they ever 55? Were they 55 cents?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, when you're paying $2 for, you know, just
$1.20, that's like a minimum. How much does a minimum chips cost?
That's like $4 these days. Minimum chips used to be able to get for like, $2.
Yeah, you could do at a dollar value, $2, $3, $4.
Yeah, $2 worth of chips.
Just get some, $6 worth of chips.
If you ever got $8 worth of chips, that was like a family.
Yeah, that's a lot.
If you ask large, that's the interesting thing about fish and chips is their large is absurd. Mm. Like you can have a lot of chips.
Yeah.
For the equivalent of $8. I mean, I've never heard anyone spend $8 on chips.
Yeah, who's
got
done
some...
that, George?
Well, that's like normal now. If you're getting, at like Uber Eats or something, chips would be like $8.
Yeah, no, but you're never going to a fish and chip shop and doing that.
Back in the day, if you did though, that would be like a whole
family. Yeah, no, yeah. I reckon our family, if we went and got fish and chips, the chips would be $8. Between $6 to $8 for a family pack.
They wouldn't even be able to fit them all in a fryer. They'd have to do multiple runs, you'd think.
Multiple takes.
$8 worth of chips.
It's a lot of chippies.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's not a potato cake, but it's similar. Hash brown, $2.15 at Macca's.
Wow. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's quite expensive.
That is ridiculous.
At that point, just get chips. I'm always surprised at the cost of drinks
at Macca's. The coffee. Coffee at Macca's is like $4.30 or something, isn't it?
Is that a lot?
So it seems like a lot for a small coffee.
Small is $4. Yeah.
Do you think it's because they position... I mean, when we were young, it was cheapish, fast food.
Mm-hmm.
It's still fast food, but inflation, it's gone up. Do you think it's... Do you think we just think it should be cheap based on, legacy and...
Sure.
And what style of food it is?
Well, I think the other thing, when Bree and I were doing our... what do you call it, when everything was going to shit earlier in the year?
COVID-19?
No, but
recession?
What was the... No. We're getting closer. We had a lot of shit happen.
No. It's been a lot.
No, protesting. The fucking...
ISO.
When you buy stuff, when you panicked.
Panic
it's called
buying.
Panic buying. Worked it out.
Yeah, got it.
Playing
when
at
you
home.
Buy stuff, when you panic. Panic buying. Fucking got it.
And so anyway.
So when you guys were hoarding, yeah.
Yes. No, we were respectfully buying stuff to make sure that the elderly
How
could
are the
go
beans
to,
going?
The beans are fine.
Yeah. Stock
anyway,
levels?
Stock levels still high at my place. Okay, beans. But the one thing that I found interesting is the biggest scam. I told myself this and I never executed on it. Waffle fries, chips, any form of like potato product, they taste the same if you like it. Like I always had this perception that if you buy frozen potatoes like chips, put them in the oven, you are getting a homemade style offering, which I associate homemade with shit. Like it's not going to taste any good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like blown
sad
away.
Sad upbringing for you, mate.
Well, that's why I never understood where it's like, it's the homemade start, like going to a restaurant and they're promoting homemade. It's like homemade. How's that a selling point?
What is homemade? If we're just
a burnt finger and shitty eggplant, that's homemade. Anyway, so I told myself during panic buying, I was like, this is the biggest hack. When you order something from Uber Eats, how long does it take to get to your place?
30 to 40 minutes.
Perfect amount of time. Go to a burger place, like Uber Eats, a burger. But then you can get a big bag of potato, like of chippies.
Of frozen chippies.
Frozen chippies for like $3.
Yeah.
And that's going to serve you heaps of time. So you can order the burger, put the chips in the oven, and you've got hot chips when the burger arrives.
I had a mate that we used to go to like a fish and chippery. I mean, they were big when we were young. There's less now. They're all fancy and you're paying the high end. But he would bring, and he had it in his car, tomato sauce because he wouldn't pay for it. He was not paying.
It's like rice. I sometimes cook my own rice when I get Thai.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but annoying.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. If you're going for Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of people like you, Josh, you have those microwavable packets.
They're good. They're cheap. They're fast. Mm-hmm. You know, there's microwavable chips that come out crispy.
I saw those
in boxes.
On TV.
Yeah.
How are they doing it?
Somehow it's in a box and you put it in the microwave and it comes out like the crispy chips, like chips would from a fryer. But the, you know, the gripe with the microwaves that she goes soggy. Do you know, I once came when I was working in Shepparton. You know I was in Shepparton?
Yeah.
So I was up there a couple
in
of years.
In radio?
Yeah, a couple of years. And Star FM. And I walked into the kitchen and it was putrid that
job. Of the office, of the studio.
Yeah, of the studio.
Who's, like, I mean, isn't it interesting everywhere you go, the kitchen's messy. Have you thought that maybe... it's you?
No, it was everyone. It was everyone there.
How's our kitchen?
It's good. I cleaned it this morning. I came in. Oh, it was like
great, it wasn't.
I got in and it just had the vibe. You could still smell Tully. Her perfume was still lingering. There was bottles of Prosecco everywhere, dishes everywhere. There was ants in the fucking sink. And I was like, I got to sweat this shit up.
You're implying that like Tully comes in and the kitchen's like the kitchen was.
No, it was the aftermath of a party. It was that vibe.
Hang on. I remember Tommy saying, can you take down all my cups? And on your desk, there was about 3 mugs and 3 glasses.
I'd taken a few off. I'd taken one off the communal, one off Josh's. And then I was collating them to bring them down. Anyway, I cleaned them all this morning.
Yeah, well done.
Point being, I walked into the kitchen and I look in and I looked some.
It's a kitchenette for people playing at home.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, as in our office. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, we don't have an oven.
We
could do the microwave with chips though.
I'd love a kitchen.
The radio station that, Shepparton, it was a big kitchen and someone was using the microwave and she had a cup in there. And I was like, oh, what's going on? She's like, oh, just cooking an egg. And she opens up the microwave, pulls out. In a mug of water, she had wrapped an egg still in its shell in foil.
Foil? You can't put foil in the microwave?
That's what I thought. If you submerge a egg wrapped in foil in a cup of water...
You need to get a life.
You can make a boiled egg.
This sounds like the things on TikTok. Ridiculous. Like TikTok, there's this whole sort of category of TikToks where they do all this dumb shit and they say, so they'll be like, you know, get your egg, put acid in the cup with the egg.
Oh, my God.
Add some salt, pepper, come back in the morning and you have a boiled egg. And it stops it there. But so then all these kids are making fucking...
Oh, so it's full trolling.
Yeah, well, they fucking...
Because there is also the science-y channels that are doing the...
So it's like, fake science.
But is that your intention? That is like...
Well, I think it's meant to be seen as a bit of a joke. So it's not as malicious as the acid one's quite a full-on example.
That is a real full-on example.
Did you see Paris from Jason PJ?
Yeah.
Putting the egg in the kettle to try poach it.
Yeah.
It went everywhere. Yeah, but I reckon if you put... vinegar in there at the same time, white vinegar in there, it would have been fine.
That's a hack.
Yeah, because it keeps it all together when you poach an egg.
You crack it into the kettle.
No, it's a full boiled egg.
Was it boiling?
It exploded.
It's bouncing and then it hits it. Or she,
no,
it's
so the
two different styles.
Was it poaching?
So there was, Jason PJ, friends of the show, you should check out their podcast. They're doing great things. They also did... Jace taking his a specific device, like a poached egg maker.
Yes,
that was all in the microwave, and you put water in it, and you put it in the microwave, and it worked quite well.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't very yolky; like it had gone a bit hard.
It dried the shit out of it. The problem is, if you just put an egg in the microwave with nothing other than just the egg, it will blow up. Mm. And so you're playing with. Playing with fire and metal in a microwave. If you haven't experienced that,
I put a spoon in there before
by accident. Yeah,
with the cup, like with the I was making a hot chocolate or whatever, and you put a spoon in.
What happened?
It sparks.
Okay,
and it smells funny.
Yeah, that's burning.
Do you always make hot chocolates in the microwave?
No. I mean, I don't make that many hot chocolates now, but we've got a coffee.
He was trying to be related.
We got a barista for that.
What? Beg your pardon?
No. We've got a coffee machine, so you just froth the milk in there.
And so, does that help when it comes to making a hot chocolate?
Well, yeah, because I don't have to heat it up in the microwave.
So, you froth the milk and then you just add the...
hot chocolate powder.
Yeah.
It's like what they do at the cafe.
Okay.
I mean, it's game to do the microwave with the foil at an office. You know, like it's not your microwave. Mm-hmm. You could ruin it for everybody if it does blow up.
Can we do mug cakes?
Your mug cakes are a thing. You can get them tasting ridiculous. Amy's sister... makes them, and it's a fucking cake. It is buttery. It's like from scratch, cocoa. Oh my god, so good. Put a bit of chalky bits on top.
It's only a few minutes in the microwave as well.
Yeah, there's a bit of prep time.
Yeah,
that gets in the way, but you put a bit of ice cream onto it.
I was watching the Savvy Dietitian's Instagram posts, and she did one where it's like a big chocolate muffin versus like a bowl of fruit. And I think that the point was, it's like, wow, look how much more you get for the bowl of fruit. I was like, fuck, it's almost worth a muffin. I don't know if I've, this is, I mean, I'm the protein guy, but I mean, this is sounding.
That's a lot of fruit as well.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's less calories, the fruit, but the same carbohydrates, which it took me a while to figure that out. But if you read the post, Savvy Dietitian, it's very good on Instagram. Doing a lot of plugs today, you know, I feel real pluggy. George, what do you want to plug?
Any plugs? Nothing much.
Really?
I just remembered something. I've got a friend, just back to the chip thing, who enjoys snacking on frozen chips.
Oh, wow.
That's what sort of friend? How ridiculous is that?
What sort of friend?
How close are you?
Oh, she's one of Hannah's best friends.
Okay. And what's her deal? What's her?
She will snack on, frozen chips, or she'll just have like a jar of jalapenos just for our tea.
I can understand that.
That's okay, but the frozen chips, that's a different.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong. Don't try and plonk them together.
Yeah, that's not. One is meant to be eaten.
Yeah.
A jar of jalapenos.
Uncooked.
She has all of them.
Yeah.
Go on.
I will say just another frozen thing that you eat frozen. I quite like frozen peas. Eating frozen peas. Quite nice.
Pastry. I remember using mummy was cooking. I don't know why I said mummy, but mummy used to cook using puff pastry or frozen pastry, and I used to eat it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I've done that, yeah.
You had frozen blueberries the other day.
Yes.
They're okay to eat.
Little life hack if you don't have any fresh fruit for your...
It's not a life hack.
Just put some frozen on.
It's really,
but it's like saying, mate, you should put blueberries, frozen blueberries on porridge.
Mm.
They go together.
But think about the cost of getting all three like berries when you could just get a bag of mixed berries for like $4.
Yeah, but you're also the guy that puts frozen spinach, which clearly says do not consume without cooking, into your smoothies.
Oh, that's true.
It's all right.
Then you encourage me to do it. Who I make a smoothie for Bodhi every morning, and then I was giving Bodhi.
Toughens up his immune system.
Does it?
I do. If he doesn't die in the process. The my cousin, when I was growing up, he was really into weird foods. Yeah, like just like freaky eater kids. He would eat burgers that were like from the can or like the frozen burgers. You know, like the burgers that you could buy pre-made and you put them in them. I remember being like. When I heard about it, I was like, as a kid, this is the best fucking thing ever. Because I just imagine like you have a can, you open it up and just like this fresh, delicious burger with like pickles and lettuce and all that sort of stuff. And
lettuce from frozen?
Well, that's what I assumed, right? You imagine
the photo looks like it's a legit burger. Oh, let's get one of those.
There's a bunch of YouTube videos of people trying burgers in a can. There's a trekking burger. I mean, it makes you feel like it's going to be all right if you trekking, meaning you're sort of out on some big walk.
Can we get frozen food tomorrow for Fat Fridays?
Are we doing Fat Fridays? That's a good segue.
Well, so first of all, we need to work out what's happening with Friday night drinks.
Here's what's happening. 5 p.m. We're doing an episode, which is Friday's episode.
Why aren't we doing it earlier?
Because it leads into Friday night drinks.
Well, I was just thinking, it's
at 6 p.m.
I feel like we should be doing the midday episode where we can sort of have a drink, but then Sevs gets the episode live. Because I've been looking at the download numbers. When we get them out late, it really affects how many people listen.
Well, I mean, day drink. It's just if you drink at 12, look what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was quite pissed putting that episode up. I accidentally forgot to remove one of the time codes in the show notes, so I had to go back once I sort of came down and just...
You would have got very chatty with mummy and daddy when you got home.
Nah, I came down, I was fine.
You were too tired, went straight to bed?
Yeah.
And so take that bit out. So if I keep going and then we can adjust.
Oh, then if, but there's nothing to adjust if it, if we don't do the episode at 5 till 6 and then 6.
We could do six on, we can do 6 onwards as the time to do the kick ons.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, well, I mean, I'm easy. I don't want to be,
people are back at work.
I'm not the dictator of the show as much as sometimes it would seem that way. And so, George, what do you think?
Yeah, I think doing it earlier, maybe. Yeah, just for Sevs to get it up, because otherwise he has to get it up while we're doing drinks. Bit annoying. I think 6 o'clock is good. 6 o'clock onwards.
Sevs, what do you think? Like, is it? What would you prefer? What do you think we do?
Yeah, it's
we do it at 3 or something.
It's probably better to get the episode up. Maybe we do a Fat Fridays episode, and then at whatever 6 we launch into drinks.
Okay.
So I don't want to make the decision, but I like what the boys are saying.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. How about we do fake burger, like the burgers that you heat up in the microwave?
The thing is, like, the thing I don't have time for is dumb food. So if we're going to do Fat Fridays,
the guy who eats protein bars.
No, but the thing is,
the dumbest food ever.
And this is the thing. I'm fucking dumb food all week. I don't want to
Okay, I see.
Like, it feels like a novelty what I'm doing already. I don't want, like, if I'm going to have these calories, it's going to be shit that I'm fucking real fired up. That's why I never understood about, like, some of those. Like Hamish and Andy would do outrageous food things, or, you know, like, it's just like, that's a lot of food that you're consuming that you're not even enjoying. Mm. I want to enjoy it. So we could maybe.
God, what he's saying, George, a little last bit of fresh week, Nando's. You stuffed it.
Didn't you enjoy last week?
I think it was a good bit that made for a good episode, but it didn't play into my emotional eating. Like, I didn't enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah.
I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So what did you have for dinner last night?
Yeah, so...
Because I remember at the office, you were just like, look, I've had a couple of drinks. I've had a couple of chippies. Well, as well go all out and get a peanut butter shake for dinner.
Well, I did say to Bree, yeah, no, that is correct, Sam. I said to Bree, hey, little bit of a blowout with Tully being in the office. And so Bree said, so nothing for dinner? I said, no, dinner. And so I did.
Fucking eating.
Yeah, we're going out with a bang. And so, no, I did say, like, let's get something. And after Betty's Burgers, that, like, I never, ever get, like, being the person that gets a shake every time you get a burger. Like, you don't want to be that person. Like, you can't be that person.
If you're doing it once every 2 weeks, you can be that person.
Yeah, I guess. And so, anyway, I was like, after the Betty's Burgers peanut butter shake, I was like, I need that. Interestingly, they don't do the shakes delivered on Uber Eats.
Yeah, they don't do soft serve delivery. I was hoping I could Uber Eats everything, all of those ingredients, but we're going to have to venture out, Georgie boy.
Yeah, pumped.
Now, that's good.
And so we're doing 6 p.m.
So, what time's the...
So, midday, normal episode, live streamed on YouTube.
Yep, great.
And also, podcast will be out before 4 o'clock, normal
time. And then we start, drinks at 5 that will lead through till 7:38.
And now, Georgie boy, 5.
Yeah, for the Zoom.
So the Zoom will be at 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
And JB. Wait,
Zoom at 5 or 6?
Yeah, but no, it goes on from 5 onwards.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So people will start rolling in.
Whenever. Yeah,
gotcha.
And so we're bringing partners as well?
Yeah, I think so. Into the office.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Amy would love to come, but.
Yeah.
Fucking Bodhi.
Fucking Bodhi.
Are we going to do it down?
Bodhi could come, actually.
In the garage?
No, down here upstairs.
Be a bit of a nightmare, to be honest.
Upstairs or Bodhi?
Bodhi.
Yeah.
I just want TJ to be able to fucking...
Let loose.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. It's good.
But so we'll do, what, so from 6 p.m. Zoom, and then we'll go until late. Yeah.
5 or 6 p.m. because TJ said 5
p.m. and then...
Start. Otherwise, we're just hanging around until what? Zoom. Doing what? We're going to be drinking anyway, so we may as well...
Okay, great. Okay. 5 p.m. stream. The Friday night drink Zoom starts.
Okay, great.
Okay. Awesome, guys.
All right.
Sounds bloody great. Are you sending out a Zoom link?
I'll send out a Zoom link.
Great. And one thing, it will be horrible quality Zoom because Zoom they've prevented any external cameras being able to access.
Even through your deck link, you can't.
Oh, yeah. But I could do it on here, but we're going to do it upstairs anyway. But it's not really for...
Okay, we're doing it upstairs.
No, but it's just an interesting point that if you were, like, we were crispy clean on Zoom cameras, but now they've prevented it. What about, like, webcams, like anyone's webcam? Is that stopped or is it just our cameras? Sure. Have they got something against the Daily Talk Show?
No, no, webcams work. It's just our
External stuff.
External cameras.
Interesting. Maybe we can.
So, are we going to all take our laptops upstairs and just be on our laptops?
No, just have one computer. We'll just all sort of sit around, have a little chat, little chin wag.
Yeah.
You know, just do what we do.
And so we won't, so the audio won't be.
Chris.
Guess we can plug in the Rodecaster.
We've got a Rodecaster,
I mean, it's very inside baseball.
Rodecaster would be great.
Yeah. So we'll plug in.
Sit around that whole table.
That was the plan.
Oh, perfect.
All right. I mean, it's been clunky just, you know, getting back to all this stuff.
No. Anyway, love you guys. And remember.
And no theme.
No theme. This is the first one back. Yeah. We're doing them once a month moving forward.
And we're going harder than normal.
Are we?
I don't know. Man.
I think that was the promise was we do it once a month and we go hard.
Are we all drinking the same thing or?
Well, I'm trying to organize a few things. So let's keep a little bit.
So are we allowed one drink at Fat Fridays?
You can do what you want.
I think you start drinking, George, at midday.
Yeah.
And
I reckon 9 o'clock as soon as you get to work.
We don't promote that bullshit.
But I think there is something in just like starting at midday or whatever. And actually.
Look, guys, this fucking week's a write-off. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd just be happy. I think we do midday. Like, I'd prefer to start drinking at midday and actually have my last drink at 6:30.
Yeah, no.
I'll
tell you what. Do you know how much a fucking long weekend costs businesses? Because the productivity the following week. Mm-hmm.
Last week, so Monday,
and then you just come back, you're like pretty tired after that long weekend. You should be rejuvenated, but no. And then you're like, let's drink Wednesday, which we did, outrageous. And now we're just planning our drinking for Friday.
Well, Georgie Boy's training a bit like Mad Men. Like, it's that has that vibe. Oh,
definitely. Like, he's got the moustache for Mad Men, isn't he?
Just on the couch and, you know, just drinking and just,
spread out,
treating Tully like shit.
That's not true.
No, Tully thought that George had something against her. And so, George lent into it. It's great. You know, we all need to be loved. Happy Friday for tomorrow. No, it's good. I'm going to go to Macca's and do this thing. George, you down?
I'm coming, yeah.
All right.
Great. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. There is that survey, thedailytalkshow.com/survey. Survey. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, you say it again.
Yeah. Anyway. You'll hear it again.
Okay. All right. See tomorrow, guys. And if you want to be part of the Friday night drinks and you're not signed up as a VIP Gronk, just go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. Will they then get an email?
Mm.
Yep, they will.
Yeah, they will.
That didn't sound very promising. But
No. It'll happen.
Okay. It'll happen. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, everyone. Have a good one.
See you guys.